Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our incredible journey through the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, about the testimony of a king. Kfar B'Yarnu, Shemalchei Beis David, Danino, Osim Medim Aleim, Olamachei Yisrael, Gozru Chachomim, we already explained that Malchus Beis David, we judge them, we testify about them. Malchus Yisrael, there's a gzera of Chachamim. They shouldn't judge and you shouldn't judge them. They don't testify and you don't testify about them because of their arrogance. It's going to cause a loss to the religion. So we've already discussed this at great length. And now we are going to see what the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Chof Beis. And again, this is we're following along in our Shirim and Hilchos Malachim with the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol, HaMufla VeHaMuflaga of Man Zatzal. In the Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Chof Beis, he writes, "The Malchei Beis David Me'idin U'Me'idim Aleihem V'Danim Oisim." They testify, you testify about them, you judge them. Ayin Sham in the Chinuch, and this is very difficult. The Sugyan Shavuos that we discussed in the previous Shir that says that a king is not Ro'oi Mid'oi Raisa to testify. So it's not just, he says that it's a din here in Malchei Beis David. Malchei Beis David can, only Malchei Yisrael can't testify. Malchei Beis David testify. Ma pitom? Melech midoi raisa loy chozi. A king is not even roi midoi raisa. Hare she'ein ze inyan l'gzeira de Malchei Yisrael. It's nothing to do with Malchei Yisrael. But as we saw in the previous shir from the Kesef Mishnah, Mishum deloi gora mikoin gadol she'einui meid. It's no less than the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol isn't testifying. Mishum v'hisalamta, because it's not l'fi chavaydoi. So to a melech is not testifying. So how can the Chinuch write that Malchei Beis David testify? It's a kasha in the Chinuch. Rambam writes, Malchei Beis David, Danim U'Me'idim Aleihem, testify about them. He doesn't say that they themselves testify, just as you testify about them. The Chinuch says that Malchei Beis David testify. But we see in Shavuos Lamed Aleph, Midoi Raisa Loi Chozi, they're not roi to testify. Without that, we need to understand what the Torah Chaim asks in Sanhedrin. Why does it say in the Mishnah, Melech Einoi Don, etc., Einoi Meid, and in the Gemara, Ba'is Hashar, Melech Lei Don, Lei Donimus, Lei Meid, Midin, Lei Say. So we have a special Takonis Chachamim. Why do we need to come on to the Takonis Chachamim? The Tebuk Lei Me'ikar Adin, the Lei Gora Mi Koin Godel, is no less than a Koin Godel, it's not Lefi Chvoidei. So why does the Gemara say that it's because of the whole Maisa with Yanai? He made a takana that king isn't judge or judge, testify or testified about. No, make a radin. So the Torah Chaim says that really lo mei that it says that he doesn't testify because it says also that. He doesn't judge, etc. So agav achrini nokat. Not that it says that ba'isa sham or melech loydan v'loydan was laminimidim isai. It's only because of the other reasons are taka because of the takana. Because of the ma'isa with Yanei HaMelech that we read out in the previous shir. That the Eved of Yanei HaMelech, Shem Beis Chashmonai, V'lo Mibeis David, killed somebody. And then Shem Ben Shetach said, judge him. This is his property. So they sent to Yanei and they said, your slave killed somebody. And he sent the Eved to the Chachamim to judge him. And then the Chachamim said to Yanei HaMelech, Ta'ant Namilach, you should also come. B'ued b'ba'olav, you have to become, be made, be judged with your Yavo Baal Shor v'yamud al Shoiroi. So also, it's your mominus. And Yanei comes, Shem Ben Shetach said, Yanei, stand up, let them testify about you, etc. And he told, Yanei didn't like that he was told to stand. And Shimon ben Shetach looked to the right. And they put their head in the ground. They looked down. They made themselves as if they didn't understand. They didn't want to start up with Yanei. He looked to the left. And they said, Yir Baalei Machshavos, Yavo Baalei Machshavos, V'Yifram Mikem. Let Hashem come and be Tovel Ben HaTorah. And then Gavriel comes, knocks them down to the ground. They died. And at that time they said, Melech Loidon, Loidon Maslam, in other words, the Torah's Chaim says that the Gemara says, Vez Shamru Lo Meid was Lav Dafka. Even before the story of Yanei HaMelech, HaMelech is Pater Lahayid. Just like the Gemara says about a Kohen Gadol, Shein Lefi Chvoida. So if a Kohen Gadol is not made, certainly not a Melech. Mel Shemach HaGvoda and Kvoda Mochul. So that it says loy made is lav dafka. The real gzera they made at this time was loy don v'loy don myself loy made myself, and that loy made was already before. That's the Taras Chaim. It's really meikar adin. Yomnam kach kosev haritva b'shvus daf lamed aleph. That he proves taka midoy raisa loichosi, that midoy raisa king is in royal hide. Vayim b'shar Yosef, he brings from the Pri Chodosh and from the Ralbach, who asked in the Rambam, that it's mashma here in the Rambam, that enoy meid mitzad atakone. What's the lashon of the Rambam? Malchei beis David donim oisoy meidim aleihem. אבל מאחר ישראל גזרו חכמים שלא ידון ולא דונם אויסוי ולא ימייד ולא ימיידם אולוב. So he doesn't judge and we don't judge him. He doesn't testify and testify against him. In other words, it's mashma here, says the Shar Yosef, bringing from the Prach and the Ralbach, that it's mashma שאין עומד is מצד התקונה. אי מדוי רייסה אין עומד. So that's the kasher of the Prach and the Ralbach. However, the Shar Yosef had gefrekt the kasher. What are you starting up with the Rambam for? You have a kasher in the Rambam, we have a Gemara that already says that. But Oysa Shah, they said Loi Meid. So what do you have the Taina on the Rambam for? You can have a Taina on the Gemara. The Gemara says at that time they said Loi Meid. So maybe they hold that when the Gemara says it, agav katoni. It's only derech agav loy meid. But in the Rambam, he writes, it seems that it's because of that takana. because the Rambam contrasts it with Malchei Beis David. It says Malchei Beis David, Dana Moisoi, Av Sanamei Idim Aleim. Aval Malchei Yisrael, Gazru Chachomim, Shle Yadim, Lo Dana Moisam, Lo Medim, Lo Yadim, Moisam, Olav. Neshalibo Gas, so it's Mashma that it's all because of the Takana. As opposed to Malchei Beis David, there's no Takana. But Ma Pitom, nobody can testify because everybody's Doiraisa. Mashma the Rambam, that it's because of the Takana that Malchei Yisrael can't testify. But it's not true. Nobody can testify. No Melech can testify because of the because Doiraisa Belagara Mikoyin Gadol. It's Lo Lefi Kvoda. V'chein tzorichi umstiras divrei haRambam. Shekosav b'perek yud mishkogas halacha zayin chiyuv korban shvua b'melech. V'loi kein kosav b'perek yud mishvuas halacha alef. So the Rambam writes in Shkagas 10:7. That there's a chi of carbon shvua if he denies, if he swears that he doesn't know testimony. Unlike what he writes in Perek Yud Mishvuas Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam writes that a melech is pater mishvuas ha'idus, so he's not roi lahayid, so he doesn't have to bring a shvua for swearing he doesn't know testimony. And the Kesef Mishnah wants to be metaretz. That it's talking about Malchei Beis David. When the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv carbon shvua b'melech, it's talking about Malchei Beis David. But that's shver. Sharei lehedya b'gemora b'shvuas daflam et aleph omet beis. The melech lesa b'shvuas eidus. Kevin de midoy reisa loy chozi. Umidoy reisa vaday loy shayich b'zem lo shnavma. There's no difference midoy reisa between Malchei Beis David and Malchei Yisrael. And this is discussed by the Keren Oira, who wonders about this Kesef Mishnah. Ma pitom, this chilek between Malchei Beis David and Malchei Yisrael. It's midor reisa. As we see in Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph, not Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. The Dvar Avram has a teretz, which we mentioned this Dvar Avram source in an earlier share. It's very dachuk. So it appears follows that the din of the pasuk that of Beis David din ula boiker mishpot that they judge. Dinu la boiker mishpat. The Malchei Beis David judge. Ain't a winyan dafka liyay shefet v'dayin. Elenei amar baze chiyuv miyuchod. Lidoig sheyiskayim hadin v'hamishpat. Dinu la boiker mishpat is not an inyan dafka. That they could be a judge or a dayin. But rather, there's a special chiyuv that the obligation of the king is to worry about the fact, to take care of the fact that there should be dinin mishpat. Ukoloshen Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet. That's the job of the king, to make sure that there's dinin mishpat. Shikrov Mashi Yaakov Kol Yisrael Leilich Bo Lechazik Bitki has to make sure that the Jewish people are keeping the Torah. And if the kfiyah is ayyadei edusoi, that's also included in the din of the melech. And this is an additional chiyuv of edus and din. Mitzad Malchus Beis David. They have to make sure that the din is carried out. And according to this, it would appear that there's no ptul of because there's a bizayon for the king, mitzad v'salamta, that if it's not l'fi chvodo, he doesn't have to do it. Because there's no p'tur of kavod ha-Torah not to do a mitzvah. Because the chiyuv mitzvah, as we discussed, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, and Ochos Malachim, I believe we spoke about that then. Since the chiyuv mitzvah is me'oisei dover ha-machayiv kavod. V'zeu kvodo. K'mo ken kol shechayiv v'medin ma'achos v'shayiv v'zeu torma. How do you say it's not the kavod to do the mitzvah? That's the kavod. The kavod is to do the mitzvah, not to not do the mitzvah. There's no p'tur not to do a mitzvah, it's kavod. Where do you get that you have to worry about the person's kavod? From the Torah. But the Torah says to do the mitzvah, so therefore you don't have to worry about the kavod. You worry about what the Torah says, the mitzvah. Normally the Torah says to be concerned with the kavod, but not if there's a mitzvah involved. And it's the same thing. It's midin malchus, he's chayiv in something, so there's no p'tur malchus. And so Rashi explains, Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph, Shein Melech Meid Mishum She Yoy Ba Amida Ve'in Ze Kvoide. Rashi says in Shavuos, you know why a king doesn't testify? Because he has to stand, and it's not his kavod to stand. And people ask on Rashi, why do you have to come on to that? Just say, Pashat, Etzem Eidus is a bizayon. Like a Talmud Chacham in front of a beis, and that's smaller than him, like we learned in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And like a Kohen Gadol, being testifying, it's not Lefi Kvoido in Sanhedrin Yod Ches Amud Beis. But based on what we said, we understand that by a king, that's his tafkid. His tafkid is to be made. So Lo Yishayich B'Zeh P'tur B'Zoyim. Just his Amid, the Amida is not his tafkid. The standing part, that's the B'Zoyim, not the mitzvah part. So that's what patters him, the Amida part. And think about it. You have a Mulchama that's Mutelas Ala Melech. It's not nice. He'll be at war. His clothing will get dirty. And there'll be blood on his clothing. Mapitom. The king has to wear nice clothing, but now it's war. That's his mitzvah. That's his tafkid. That's his kavod. V'od din kein b'melech. Ladun lahayit. That's his tafkid. So far end for the divrei achinuch, shamne malchei beis David meidim vein b'zeh p'tur. And Rashi doesn't hold of this midin edus b'amida. That's why he's pater. Let him testify be yeshiva like a Talmud Chacham shvuos lamed amud beis. Also shapir heitev divrei achinuch. Now we understand the chinuch malchei beis David taka meidim alem. And we asked, midoy raisa, the king isn't roy to be made. No, that's not talking about Malchei Beis David. Because Dinu Leboker Mishpa tells us that that's part of their job. Part of their job is to be made. And since that's part of their job, there's no p'tur. There's no p'tur al tzkvodo. Kvodo is only a p'tur when it's not your mitzvah. This is dafka his mitzvah. This is dafka his tafka. There's no p'tur. Shechiyuv ha-mitzvah may oisei dover ha-machayiv kovet. There are times when a person's pater from a mitzvah, mishum kvodo, like a Shabbos Aveda, right? But here it's coming from the same place. Here, the chiyuv mitzvah is coming from the same place. That's, well, why is he chayiv in this mitzvah? Because he's king. Why is it not lefi kvodo? Because he's king. So therefore we don't say, he's pater al tzkvodo. No, the reason he's chayiv in this mitzvah in the first place is because of his kavod, because he's king, because of his chashivus. Now, so there's no p'tur of kavod abrius, because that's his tafkid, that's his malchus. So since this is his primary tafkid, he has to do it. And therefore we understand very nicely the chinuch. Writes that Malchei Beis David made it, and we don't have a problem from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now from the Gemara in Shavuos, that's talking about a Melech Yisrael, but we have the Pasuk of Dina Leboker Mishpat. And the Pasuk of Dina Leboker Mishpat says not only does he have to judge, but he also worry about judgment, he also has to testify for the same reason, and make sure the judgment's carried out. So now, Linya Malchi Yisrael, we can say, Dehein omnom ikil mishpatim lav davka bedin toiro. So we spoke about in the previous shiurim that the ikur mishpat of the Melech Yisrael is not midin Torah. The ikur mishpat of the Melech Yisrael is done how? It's done with the civil law. Would make sense to him. That's the Melech Yisrael, and therefore their tafkid isn't mechayvim to be made and based in who is judging al pidin Torah. However, if they want to be noyeg mishpat bidin Torah, vade shapir avdi, that's fine. And in such an instance, the edus isn't going to be a bizayon, because it's edus mitzad hamalchus. Because the judge of the tafkid of the king is to bring judgment to the world. He doesn't have to bring din Torah. He can bring any judgment. So why is he testifying? Because nobody wants to go with din Torah. So Mimela, that's part of his tafkid. It's not a bizayon. Just after there was gzeira she'ein danin ve'ein me'idim. Now there's gzeira that you don't testify. They don't judge. And they don't testify. Hamidu oisam b'matzov shel ha'amodas mishpat shelo al pidin Torah. V'shuv ein ze midin malchus shelhem loid beveizdin. Now there's a gzera, but they don't judge. Now there's a gzera, they don't testify. So now you're out. Al pidin Torah, they're out. Al pidin Torah, they're not judging or testifying. And therefore it's no longer midin their malchus, no longer part of their job as a king, to be made based in. And Mimela, since it's not part of their job anymore, so now it's Taka Bizayon. Once it's a Bizayon, they're not Chayv Midaraisa anymore. Like we see in the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Aleph. In Midaraisa, they're not worthy. Why? Since we say the Rabbanan, they're not testifying al pidin Torah, now it turns into a bizayon. Now it's included in the Torah law that they can't testify. Logar mikoyin gadol. So now we understand very nicely, beautifully, how mitzad echad it's mitzad egzeru, mitzad sheni it's midoy raisa loy chozu. How do we reconcile these two understandings? The answer is, after the Rabbanan, they're no longer roy midoy raisa. After the Derabona, that is Xera that they don't testify. So Mimela Midoy Raisa, they're not Roy anymore. It's now Lefik Voidam. Because this is no longer their job to testify Al Pidin Torah, to judge Al Pidin Torah. So now the Rambam's beautiful. When the Rambam says the Zechi of Karban Shvuah B'Melech, it's talking Taka about Melech Beis David, because he testifies. And that it says that there isn't, it's Toma Malcha Yisrael, because he's Patur Medai Raisa from testifying. Is Malcha Beis David have to testify like we see in the Chinuch? And therefore the Chayav Neshvuah is Karban Edus. We're not bothered at all by the Gemara in Shavuos. The Melech Medaraisa Lo Chazi, because that's only by Malcha Yisrael. We had asked in the first shiur that we understand why Malchei Beis David judge. Why do they testify? Judging is dinu laboker mishpat, but testifying, let the Malchei Beis David be like Malchei Yisrael. They're only out because we have a pasuk of dinu laboker mishpat, therefore they can judge. But what about testifying? Let them testify. And if they can judge others, they can be judged, right? Because k'shot atzim chatchila v'akach k'shot acherim. But let them testify. The answer is, and no. That their din mishpat is also like abe edus. That's their responsibility, to make sure that there's judgment. So that includes testifying. And that's why there's no gzera on them that they can't judge. Because that's their job, like we spoke about in the previous year. Their job is to judge. So you can't take that away from them. And it's not like we said, because it's mefurish in the pasuk lehet there, that's already questionable. But because their tafkid is to judge, so you can't, just because of this ma'aseh, you can't take that away from them. Hashem kein melech Yisrael. You can judge even based on Hashem no din Torah, so nearly you could take that away from him, his ability to be a judge. All right, so that's amazing. And we still have a veil to talk about, sweet friends. What can I tell you? This is awesome. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we will hopefully be zocha to continue here and see Neflos Rabbos V'Gedolos V'Atzumos Mitaros Hashem. And this has been amazing, and hopefully it will continue to be so. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.